I'm joined by Cays manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 1-0 defeat at Sittingbourne. Alan, when you don't take your chances when you're on top, like we were particularly in the first half, you run the risk of that happening, don't you?
Except for the Dover game, I think it's happened quite a lot. I think we get chances. I think centre-forwards at this club have got no excuses whatsoever. We create chances in the day. I've just been speaking to Gavi Abbott and we've just battered him. We've absolutely battered him, especially first half. And I've just said the centre-forwards, I put three up a day. And all of them, you know, I'm thinking, and I put Bob on as well, I'm thinking out of four of them. Who sure has anything to say in the box? We get one ball in, that's all it was. We complain about being shoved. We don't do that in their box. It's just, it happens in our box, and that's the say us. And we'll probably say that Gavin got shoved. It's crap. It's useless. We've created so many chances a day and balls in the box that I think they're fun free. And Bob, who's come on, has got to have a good look at themselves, I tell you.
What was your take on their winning goal? Poor defending?
Poor defending, yes. Started off, our centre-half gave a free kick away to start with when he didn't have to, Gavin. And all of a sudden, I'm shouting at the man actually running in where I am, and he reckons, Gavin reckons he got a shove. But that's what you're doing, opposition box and all that, you know. But we in our box, that's what happens. In their box, no, we don't even get close enough to make a challenge.
Wes Goggin was playing left wing back today. He looked a bit like a square peg in a round hole. That's not his best position, is it?
It's not. We went for horses for courses of a team what we could play. He was meant to play. He was supposed to be playing in the middle of a four, to be honest. But I took him off because I didn't think he looked happy out there, and that's a tough look on him, to be honest, because I thought his desire wasn't so good. So that's why he come off.
What did you make of the tackle on Dean Lodge beginning in the second half? It looks pretty late and nasty from where we were.
It was very late, and I thought the refs had a shocker. And like I say, all the game, you know, I kind of, you know, it was a 2-footed tackle. And, but I still couldn't see him at half time because I wasn't happy at half time. And with refs, like managers, they make mistakes, and I'm quite willing to calm down about that. But they're like little Hitlers, man, you know, oh, you can't come here and talk. And I would have talked sensibly about it, but I didn't like the refs, to be honest. I think they're pathetic in this league.
Do you think that referees should give more protection to players like Dean Lodge? Not just the referee today, but in general?
Lodge, he's had a poor game. He's had a shocker the last two games he has. And we try to make him better and by encouraging and having a go at him. But he lets himself down because a couple of times he's dived. And that's, I said at half time, if you dive a bit, you're going to, every now and again, a referee isn't going to give you the protection you want. But for that tackle, he didn't dive, to tell you the truth. It was a bad tackle, and I didn't want anybody to get a red card, but a yellow, I suppose, is about right.
There were two penalty shouts in the first half, one for handball, one where Simon Huckle got bundled over. What was your take on those?
The handball, I think it was pretty harsh. Huckle was definitely a penalty, definitely a penalty. I don't think anybody else could argue with that. That's the way I look at it anyway, and that's the way everybody looked at it. And that's the refs, what's up there for, you know?
In this league, it seems everybody's capable of beating everyone else on their day at the moment. Is that perhaps going to be our saving grace in terms of making the playoffs, do you think?
Saving grace is getting a goal scorer, and that's what the saving grace, and it has been all season. If you look at our chances and how many games have we come off and said, we lost the deal, we drew the deal, and how many chances we've created for... Like, I'll stick with our centre-forwards, but the thing is, like, I'm just looking at the four we had out there today with Lodge, Dan Summers, Shahir, and Bobby. Show me a desire in there to score goals in the box, not, you know? And it's not, and I thought the build-up play was all right. Midfield two just done okay, I suppose. The Wadens just done okay. Back three or four, I thought Speedo was man of the match, to tell you the truth. I thought he had a good game. Luke had nothing to do all afternoon. It just shows you we've actually battered him. But where's the desire to score a goal? We'll do it in training. We'll get across people in training. But where's it at the end? But at least I'll give people chances. And arms, we just say we've got to go and get a goal scorer. And there's no doubt about that. That's what we need.
It's pretty much the same squad of players that took us to the top of the table earlier in the season. Yep. So clearly the quality is there, but is the attitude perhaps not quite right at the moment?
I said that about the other game, like say, Lodge and Shahid coming late for the coach, and what we're supposed to do, wait 20 minutes for him? Happens week in, week out. Did you say to get here on time? Did you say when you turn up for these games that you actually, it means a lot to you, like, you know, today, to be honest, I've got not problems with the attitude of getting here and all that, but again, we're just looking in the change room, might think, oh, hey, we're battered them, but we're playing against a young side today, and we're supposed to be making it. I want to finish in the top three or four, and you know, looking at that, it's results at the end of the day, it's results business. That's what I'll be judged on. My head will be on the block for results, and it doesn't interest me coming here and losing 1-0 and people saying we played well, to be honest. It doesn't interest us at all.
Have you got to the point in the season yet where you're looking over your shoulder at teams coming up behind rather than to the top of the league?
Without a doubt, definitely. It's happened the last couple of weeks. I'm shocked about some of the performances the last couple of weeks, especially the Dover game. Today, again, performance wise. Right, you know, again, you kind of go, oh, yeah, he had a great game. I'm picking out Speeder here. Wayne Finney done okay, I suppose. Gavin done okay, I suppose. But, you know, I want somebody to see it excellent. You know, that's what I want, like, you know. Like, it's very hard at the minute, you know.
We've got Molesey next week. They're struggling at the bottom of the table at the moment, but they'll raise their game. It's a local derby. It's going to be difficult next week as well.
Without a doubt, but we need 3 points, 15 games left, you know. I always said from day one, I think we would have failed if we're doing getting a top five, and I'll stick with that. If it's with the players in the room, I don't know. But one thing for certain, we need somebody to put the ball in the back of the net, because I'm having to go out the front three here, but there's a couple of midfield lads who had a bit of chance to cross the ball. We can't even do that. We'll kick it out of the ground, and it's all right playing Sunday morning football doing that, but if you want to play for King Stirling, we expect a little bit more quality of that, so it's an all-round thing. And I've got it again, I'll take my fault. I've got to get I thought the tactics worked well today. I thought we're absolutely spot on, I really did. I thought we created chance after chance after chance. There's no desire to finish the team off, no desire at all.
No Jason Turley today. Was he injured or was he dropped?
He's injured. He might be injured for another week or so, to be honest. Come on guys, we'll miss him. We do miss him or not, you know. But he's injured, yes. And I'll be happy to get him back in the team.
Having no game this midweek ahead of next Saturday's game, is that a good thing or a bad thing on the run of two defeats?
It's I don't know. It's one of them where you want the next game to come, but at the same time, it gives us a week to see if we can get a centre forward in, which would desperately need. It's no good lying about. It's no good saying that we've got a centre forward in the club at the minute who's going to score 10 goals to the end of the season. The way it looks over the last week or the last year, this season, sorry, we haven't. We need a centre forward who's going to put his body about and who's going to be get hurt in the box. We haven't got that at the minute.